What? Hello? Oh, wow. Aren't you an interesting little thing? Oh, that's cute. Are you showing off your weapon, little guy? It's very nice. Well, at second glance, not so much. Oh, go away, he says. Please leave me alone. Humans aren't so intelligent after all. You hear that? Mm-hmm. Guess what they're here for? They're all around us right now. They aren't attacking because I'm here. You want me to leave? Oh, suddenly a change of heart? Scoot over then. Let me sit by the fire. At least you know how to start this much. It'll do for now. I'm alright. I've been on a hunting trip for a while, so I have plenty with me. Was just heading home when I saw your fire. I figured it was somebody from the village, and I stopped myself to say hello. Do you know you're camping a mile away from our village? Well, by that expression, I'll say no. You're lucky it was me who found you, not someone else. If my father found you, it'd be an arrow right through that pretty head. No questions, no cleanup. Just one shot and moving on. Well, I'm more of a curious type. I happen to find humans interesting to some degree. Then I wondered if they're as brutish as they say they are. Not you, it seems. Us? Oh, it isn't brutish to get rid of a human in our territory. If a bear made its way into your house, would you wait to see if it's hungry or not? No, you do away with it quickly. You don't need to ask questions. Well, my father says humans like you eat young orc girls like me. They unhinge their jaw and just take one big gulp. And their stomachs are filled with spikes. Say, is it true that humans only have one stomach? Really? Wow. I thought that was for sure a myth. Are you still able to digest your roots and leaves and all that? Oh, wow. That sounds like a hard life. Oak roots are one of my favorite snacks. Don't mind them. They're just grouping up and watching. They don't see us as a threat. You alone, though. They'd see you as a meal and nothing else. No, it's okay. I'm not going anywhere. It might be fun to hang out with a human. I'll make sure you're safe. So, where are you headed? Well, where's your family? I was so sure that humans were a pack type. You guys are kind of like us, right? You mate for life, and your pups take a while to grow up, don't they? At least, to fully mature. How is it possible to be a solitary type? Oh, I understand. Okay. So you just broke off, and you're gonna make your own pack, right? Why do you look so unsure? Okay, well, what's your purpose? Is that an offensive question to ask a human? A difficult question. I don't see why. Mine? Well, I'm good with medicine, so that. I'm in training right now. Of course I still hunt. That's basic, isn't it? A simple chore. So then, you have one stomach, not filled with spikes. You can't eat roots. You don't know your purpose. You're out here on your own as if you want to be eaten, but you're trying to protect yourself. A girl comes along who can protect you, and you try to get rid of her. I don't know about you, but I'm seeing a pattern. Humans are needlessly complicated. You need to take each situation for what it is. Stop overthinking things. Deal? Good. Well then, I have some bread in here somewhere. You can digest that, right? Good. We'll share. Oh, you'll like this stuff. It's called butter. Aw, man. You have it already? I didn't even know humans bred bats. Huh? Cows? You use cow milk for butter? Then you can only snack some from like a pregnant cow. Or a nursing one. And you can't take all that much. Can you? Oh yeah. We have a breed of bats over here. The males produce a bit of milk naturally. And the babies don't drink it unless the mothers are sick. So we take the milk and make butter. It makes more than you think. Here, try it. What? Go on. See? Not too bad. Does it taste different than what you're used to? Well, now you know where the good butter comes from. The wolves left. I don't smell them anymore. Don't worry. I won't leave. I already told you I'd stay. But you can't keep wandering around out here. I'll bring you back to my village. Don't worry, it's alright if you're with me. I'm actually part human myself, you know. Well, I think so. My father tells me that long ago, one of our ancestors married a human, created a half-human. Or half-orc, I guess, to you. Says it's the reason I get headaches when the rain comes. Humans can sense those things, right? I see it all the time on the outposts, near the village. Sheets of paper pinned to boards, and they're listing various things. One sheet always tells of the future weather. I already know that humans can predict the future. Oh, I'm sure. I don't know how they still make mistakes, though. What do you mean? Well, then, how do you know the weather? I don't get it. Well, either way, I'm sure you can show us how to predict it when you come to our village.